Matt Bevan is here. What's making headlines around the world this morning?
G'day, Hamish. I want you to have a bit of a listen to this. That is the sound of the crowd on a street in Paris watching a 22-year-old undocumented Malian immigrant by the name of Mamadou Gassama climbing the outside of an apartment building to rescue a 4-year-old child. He pulls himself from balcony to balcony, 4 floors up, to pull the child who is dangling over the edge of a balcony to safety. Gassama is now being called the French Spider-Man, which is interesting for 2 reasons, Hamish. One being that it will really irritate a man named Alain Robert, who has made a career out of climbing the outside of buildings without permission as crowds and cameras watch on. He's climbed things in Sydney before and calls himself the French Spider-Man. The other reason that the French Spider-Man nickname is an interesting one is because Mamadou Gassama is not French, although he is about to become French. He had a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron and described his experience climbing the side of the building.
I didn't think twice. I just climbed up and thank God. God help me. The more I climb, the more I had the courage to climb up higher. That's it. After that, after saving the child, I was scared when the police came and put the child in the apartment. I was shivering.
Emmanuel Macron has now announced that Gassama will become a French citizen and will be offered a job with the Paris Fire Brigade. But this story brings the issue of migration into the spotlight in Europe once again. Last month, Emmanuel Macron and his parliamentary party passed new immigration laws, which shortened asylum application deadlines, doubled the time for which illegal migrants can be detained, and introduces a 1-year prison sentence for entering France illegally. This policy drew criticism from the left and centre-left in French politics. Here's the left-wing mayor of Grenoble, Eric Piolle, speaking to Al Jazeera.
The government decided to have a very strong and hard policy around migrants, but actually this policy doesn't work at all.
And here's Sonia Crimie, a member of Macron's party, criticising the policy in Parliament.
Detention centres are becoming prisons, which are unworthy of our republic.
And here's veteran political journalist Pierre Haski explaining the reasoning behind this bill to Al Jazeera. He says Macron can't ignore the people who voted for his rival in last year's presidential election. That's Marine Le Pen, of course.
The voters of Marine Le Pen haven't vanished, haven't disappeared. And when you see what happened in Germany, where Chancellor Merkel greeted 1 million refugees and migrants and then had 92 far-right MPs elected in the next elections. I think this has been seen as a lesson for the neighbouring countries of Germany and particularly France, where the far-right is very powerful.
Germany has accepted far, far more immigrants than France, and as Pierre Haski mentioned there, some Germans aren't at all happy about that, leading to the rise of the Alternative for Germany, or AfD, party last year. Only this weekend, just gone, AfD held an anti-immigration rally in Berlin, drawing about 5,000 protesters, according to police numbers. Here are 2 of the protesters speaking to Euronews.
You get the impression that Germany is overwhelmed by integration. I'm here to make a statement that politics can't go on like this.
But those 5,000 protesters were far outdone by counter-protesters who numbered at least 20,000 and screamed things like Nazis out. The counter-protest was partly organised by the nightclubs of Berlin, so there were a lot of younger people there and they were keen to dance. There was dance music all over the place, so in the next few grabs you're going to hear a bit of bassy music in the background. Here's one protester in the Tiergarten.
It's quite sad that people are trying to blame their own issues on some other people who are just trying to find help and to find a safe place because they're fleeing from war or violence. So no one owns the world, so the world is a free place for everyone, I think.
And here's another protester saying that while she doesn't support Chancellor Angela Merkel's party generally, she appreciates her stance on migrants.
I would never vote for Angela Merkel, but I think she did the right thing. She gave a sign that refugees are welcome here in Germany, and I think that is the best what she could have done.
And here's another protester near the Brandenburg Gate.
To criticize the European system is all right, but to deny human rights is wrong, to my opinion. And I think this is what the AfD is going for. So, yeah, I think any action that goes against the AfD is good.
All of Europe is coping with this migrant crisis in different ways, Hamish, and as we've been seeing recently, it's led to quite a resurgence in far-right parties, including in Italy. Mind you, as we were hearing earlier, it's unclear to see how that political situation is going to play out. They may be heading to an election, another one, this year.
We will follow that, no matter which way it twists and turns. Matt Bevan, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Hamish.